Well, 32 people were deported to Georgia last night on a flight chartered by the Department of Justice. The Minister for Justice is Jim O'Callaghan, and he joins me now in studio. Good morning, Minister.
Morning, Paul.
What can you tell us about this deportation?
Well, one of the commitments in the programme for government was that the government would commence deportation flights, and that started last night when a flight that was chartered by my department left Dublin Airport at 10:30. It headed to Tbilisi in Georgia. There were 32 Georgian people on board. All of them had previously been served with deportation orders. That means that they were in the state unlawfully. I'm very pleased to say the flight landed safely this morning in Tbilisi. All 32 people are safe and they've been returned safely to Georgia. And I just want to thank the Gardaí and the officials in my department who played such an important role in coordinating the event. I have no desire. I don't derive any enjoyment from this, but it is part of my function as Minister for Justice that we have an effective immigration system. And if people have been served with deportation orders, they must leave the country. And if they don't do it voluntarily, we will enforce it.
We'll come to the details in a moment. But do you have a target for flights and how much is this going to cost using commercial airlines?
I don't have a target for flights, but I think it's very important that the message goes out that if you're in Ireland unlawfully, you have to leave Ireland. And if you don't do it voluntarily, that will be enforced. The cost of this chartered flight, it was an A320, was €102,476.
Well, Georgia was in the top five countries seeking asylum in recent statistics. So is there anything we should read into today's destination?
I think we can read a lot into it. First of all, Georgia has been designated as a safe country for a number of years now. My predecessor, Helen McEntee, was involved in designating it as a safe country. I have also reviewed the designation of it as a safe country prior to the flight going, and I'm satisfied it is safe. The purpose of this is not just for the purpose of ensuring that our immigration system operates lawfully, but as you'll be aware, there are a lot of pressures on accommodation. I think we need to ensure that we try to reduce those pressures by informing people who are from countries that are generally safe that if they seek asylum in Ireland, the likelihood, obviously it'll still be assessed, the likelihood is that you'll be refused asylum if you seek it from Georgia.
Just looking at the statistics now, in 2024, 2,403 deportation orders were signed. 1,116 people departed the state under what's described as various mechanisms, enforced deportation or voluntary return. What happened to the other 1,287 people?
We don't know. As you said, in the terms of the 1,116, we know that those people left. The others, and my department tells me this, it is likely that they have already left. They may have gone into Northern Ireland or into the UK. We're not certain in terms of what happened to them. It's important that we try to retain as much information as possible, but at times it can be extremely difficult to keep tabs on everyone. In terms of those statistics that you mentioned, I'm pleased to say that in respect to deportation orders already this year, they're up by over 200%. And as of, I think it is the 16th of February, 232 people have left under various mechanisms that includes enforced deportations.
But how much importance should we put on statistics when we're unclear where half of the people who were issued with deportation orders last year, we don't know where they are. They may have left, but they may not.
Well, I think the statistics are important in terms of that they show, first of all, that there is an increase in the number of deportation orders that have been served. A deportation order is a very serious document for anyone to receive. If you remain in the country after you've been served with a deportation order, you are committing an offence. The Gardaí are entitled to arrest people who are in the country and are subject to a deportation order. I think it's important that we keep aware of those statistics. And the fact that the enforced mechanism and voluntary returns are increasing, I think that's a good sign in terms of keeping control of our migration system.
You mentioned it there that this year over 700 deportation orders have been signed and 240 people have departed the state. Once again, there's a gap between the number of orders we have and the number of people who have left.
Yeah, there is. And obviously, once a deportation order is signed, and as you've said, there were 532 this year so far, it takes time for them to be enforced. In terms of the numbers that have left through voluntary return or enforcement, the ones who haven't are still subject to deportation orders. There's no time limit on the consequence of a deportation order, and they should comply with the law and leave the country.
And do you think that gap is going to narrow by the end of this year? In your first term, first year as Minister for Justice, is there going to be a decrease in the number of people who are unaccountable?
Well, that's not the number I'm particularly worried about. The number that concerns me the most is how many deportation orders are being served, and in terms of the enforcement of them through voluntary returns or enforcement. That's the crucial statistic. I'm conscious that it's a legitimate issue as well. Where are the other people? My department says that very many of them will have left the country. It's very hard for people to remain here working in circumstances where they're not entitled to be here.
If the number of which you're putting the stress is on the number of deportation orders and the number of people who leave the state, what is the position going to be, do you imagine, by the end of 2025?
I don't know. I can't give you an assurance in respect to that. It is a highly changeable situation. As you know, last year, 18,500 people applied for asylum in Ireland. I can't tell you what the numbers will be this year. At present, they're down pretty significantly on what they were last year. Listen, the reason I think it's important that we get control of the numbers is you're aware of the pressure is putting on the whole system in terms of looking for accommodation. And I suppose the message that needs to go out is, if you're seeking international protection, if you're seeking asylum and you're not entitled to asylum, don't come to Ireland.
Can I ask you just a related question? Payments for hosting Ukrainian families, there was due to be a decision coming up on that. Where does that currently stand?
Yeah, there will be a decision imminently. As you know, that's still within the jurisdiction of my colleague, Minister Norma Foley. The ARP expires at the end of March. There are discussions within government. A decision will be, I would have thought, imminent in that next week.
Next week. Excellent. And then just changing topic here, we have heard that an invitation has come from the White House for the Taoiseach and Fianna Fáil party leader Micheál Martin to go to Washington for the traditional St. Patrick's Day event. We've been watching the French President Emmanuel Macron deal with President Trump in the White House. We've seen the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. What do you expect Micheál Martin to do, and how do you expect him to handle it?
I think he's going to handle it with great diplomacy and tact, as he always does. And I think it's an honour that we've been invited to the White House on St. Patrick's Day. I don't think we should become too concerned about the identity of the person who holds the office. The office of President of the United States is a very important office, particularly when you look at the world at present. It's becoming such a challenging place, and there's such a changing geopolitical climate there. And as you know, Micheál was invited out there during COVID. He was very unfortunate during those periods because of the restrictions that were imposed, and I think he'll handle it with great diplomacy, as I'd only expect of him.
President Macron was able to speak truth to power. Will Micheál Martin do the same?
He always has been able to do that, and he'll handle it with great diplomacy, and I think Irish people can be assured that they will be proud of his representation of the country there, as they can be where he represents us anywhere.
Jim O'Callaghan, Minister for Justice, thank you for joining us.